How do you build off a game like that as a team? I mean, last time you guys against New England, you played well and then sort of reverted back against Miami. What's the key to building off this?
I think we just have to have a different mindset. You know, and learn from what we did after that New England loss and how we didn't come in, you know, and play a good game. We got to learn from that and, you know, just look at what we did this past game and make the corrections for the next one.
In retrospect, when you look back at last week and the change in the schedule so that you do more on Wednesday and then sort of taper off to enable you to get off to a fast start, the more work on fundamentals, all the things that were changes, do you think that all that stuff played a role?
Yeah, I feel like it did. I feel like we played with a lot more speed. It looked a lot fresher.
Did you feel fresher?
I felt pretty fresh. So, and we started fast in both the beginning of the first half and the second half. So, those types of things are showing up and it's working. So, we got to just continue to stay the course and work hard.
The fact that you guys were able to stretch the field a little more with some deep passes, what went into that? What allowed that to happen? To be able to get the ball downfield more than the past weeks?
I think they just got called more, you know, and we were able to make the plays on them, and the ball was thrown in the right places, and we were able to make the play. There wasn't really that much of a change in other weeks other than, you know, we might have dialed them up a little bit more. Go ahead.
What's it like now with you guys in Carr? You guys have had five games now, which just seems like it's free and easy now. Is that the way it is out there? Do you guys know what he's going to do, that he's going to lay it up if you get the one-on-one and that he's going to give you a chance to make a play? You know, do you guys kind of have that feeling now? Or?
Yeah, well, if he sees a matchup that he likes, he's gonna throw it, especially if we win on that matchup. And if we went in, if we had made a play early on, you know, then he's going to definitely try and look to make another big play by throwing it out there. So
he said on that play afterwards to Butler that Vera just made the nice interception. He said, I'd throw that 100 times out of 100 after the game because I trust Bryce to get it. You know, he had no problem at all with throwing it, and he said he'd throw it again. As a receiver, do you like hearing that?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You like to hear that. You know, he's going to have trust in you, especially on those opportunity balls where you might have to make a play over the DB. He trusts you in making that play. So, you know, it's really encouraging. Mm-hmm.